Hey, everybody. Welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 658. I'm producer Gerald, and today I'm being joined by my co-host, who's been on a long two-week vacation, Ryan.
You could be joining me. I don't have to be joining you.
I was here.
You could do it that way. Yeah, you could do it that way. Yeah, but you're joining me now.
Yeah, but you're joining me. You're joining the conversation.
Yeah, it was only a 1 week vacation. Also, I feel like you're giving me too much credit. I just wasn't for like here two for weeks. 2 weeks. I wasn't gone for 2 weeks. It's just been 2 weeks since you've heard from me on here.
Yeah, you just like disappeared.
Yeah, but it was only a week. I'm just out here sleeping on beds of money.
Mr. Moneybags.
It was definitely, that's friend of the show, Marshall 205. I let him catch a stray 30 seconds in.
Right.
But yeah, so it was gone from the show for 2 weeks. Good to be back. But yeah, it's good. Probably not rejuvenated because that's not really my thing, but I'm back.
And this is your first vacation in a while.
Yeah, I don't like vacations, so I'm back off of that and back to the normal grind, which is what I prefer. I like structure.
Right, work and...
Yeah, I like work. Don't want to upset the flow of things, so... I'll ease back in and we're good to go.
Do you forget like things when you come back, like passwords or like, damn, I forgot where this was or forgot what that was? You're away from a little while?
Not really. It's the just settling back into the time zone difference and just getting back on like the schedule that you normally run on. But most of that stuff, you know, I was only gone for a week, so still pretty good.
Yo, dude, where I work at, the people be gone for 4 days and they forget stuff. So I'm like, how do you forget it? You use this all the time. Oh, I forgot.
Well, my passwords for all my work stuff are all saved. And I use all of the Apple passwords for everything so that I don't have to remember.
Yeah, I write mine. I usually write some of the ones I don't use often down. I also have a password keeper on my phone so I can always log into that from anywhere to... has all the passwords.
Yeah. If I had to remember them, I either have to use the same one for everything or I just have to reset them every time I need to log in.
Yeah.
But with the way the password managers are now, nothing I do is necessary to be like, you know, government level encryption or anything.
Well, God,
nothing I do is that serious. So
we have to do two-factor at work. It's crazy. We have to put password in, then it sends a link to our phone, then we have to approve it, and then it unlocks the computer, and then they're trying to do one for the phone, but no company out there does one for the phone. Okay, so you were two-factor on the computer, but I'm also two-factor on the phone, so I gotta unlock the phone to get in with a password and a PIN or whatever we use, they decide to use, and to get into a computer.
Yeah, nothing I do is that serious. So for me, it's one password, you're in. Everything is just, if I have to reset it, it resets back to my email. So it's not a huge deal. But yeah, I got back into the work stuff immediately and kind of did the stuff that I needed to do. It's no big deal.
Did you get any work phone calls while you were gone?
I forwarded my work phone calls. So probably got lots, but they're still forwarding. I'm not going to turn it off until late tonight.
Okay.
So everything went to my office manager, and he, I assume, took care of everything. I did check in with work like once a day, but service was spotty. So I did my best to at least make sure there was no emergencies, and everything went pretty good, it sounds like.
Good. Yeah, I get usually some phone calls when I'm on vacation and try not to answer them.
Yeah, I took care of emails and texts when I could.
So would you, pre-show, you said you took your Switch and like, just a little bit of it. Did you get to play anything?
No, I haven't wanted to play anything. Just getting back adjusted to the time zone difference. The only thing I played was on the way down. I played a little Animal Crossing. I planned to play Zelda because I thought I would get pretty far in Tears of the Kingdom. Mm-hmm. That was my plan the whole time. And then... when I'd updated everything, got everything ready to go, updated everything on the Switch. And then I was like, you know, before Animal Crossing was still in my system. So I was like, before I switch over, let me just pop in the island to see if anything's new. Cause I know there's a bunch of new stuff I never did. So then I jumped in and just never jumped back out. So I played that for probably, I don't know, maybe an hour, maybe an hour and a half. And I basically didn't do a single new thing. I just got, first off, had to remember how to play, get back in the swing of that, and then pick up there. I had, you know, weeds everywhere.
Yeah.
The cockroaches in the house. So you got to keep stepping on all those till you eradicate those. So by the time I got all those, you know, I had a million things people had mailed to me. And then I went around and got all the weeds up. They have ordinances now. And so I set people to keeping her cleaned up. So no trash, no weeds going forward, because their people will take care of it.
But the weeds are good because you can sell the weeds.
Yeah, I don't need any money. I made good decisions playing. I think I have $9 million.
Well, you trade in the weeds to there's one vendor and he gives you stuff
for trading. Yeah, I'm good. I ain't got time for all that. I got them cleaning up and talked to all my villagers, and it had been basically 3 years since I talked to anybody.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So it was like two years and 11 months since I had spoken to anyone in my town. So I think the last time I turned it on, I didn't talk to anybody.
So anybody wanted to leave?
One person, I told them to stay put. Nobody's going anywhere. And everything else is good. Talk to everybody. Got everything situated and powered it off. And it may be another 3 years before I get back in, or I may play next week. I don't know. But it was good. It was good to go back. The store, I will say, did not look very changed. Oh, there's also a storage upgrade now. So Tom Nook was trying to get off more of that money. $750K. He wanted to pay him in cash. And I don't even think that I played long enough for it to upgrade. So
yeah, then you got the clothing sisters, the clothing people that can build them the little shop that probably added that maybe a year and a half ago, 2 years ago.
Yeah, that I wouldn't have done that either yet. So I don't know. I may get back in there and just do all the new stuff. They have the new different islands you can visit.
The one island that you work at, and then.
Yeah, so I've done none of that, and then there's a lot of new stuff there. The cafe I haven't done. That goes at the museum.
Yeah, I don't like that. That's garbage.
Yeah, so there is a lot. I don't know that I'll stick with it now that I have everything else back, but it was good to be back in that world for a little while. I'm very ready for them to do one for the Switch 2, so I can have a reason to get a Switch 2.
And then when you came back, you didn't turn on the PlayStation at all or nothing?
No, power went out. I haven't even rebuilt the database. I've had no desire to turn it on. Yeah, nothing. I've had no desire to.
Party Animals had about 4 or 5 updates in this last week. It was like every day for like 3 or 4 days in a row that there was an update.
I hope that they're getting ready to go free to play, because that's about the only thing that's going to save that game, I think, at this point. What did you play?
My usual. I did a lot of Farm Alone. Cleared off one whole side. I'm starting to organize some stuff. I'm laying down railroad tracks. Ride the railroad. Got some roads being built. Started laying some stuff out the way I want it. And I played Fallout 76. Trying to do some more of the story mission. Not really worrying about the season. Catch up on some of the story stuff, upgrading the weapons, trying to get better weapons here and there. I've noticed that the build I was using is not as good as it used to be. But I have to change up how I play, like my the weapons I use, and then character, how my build is. Unless you're a Fallout 76, I use a bloody build, but basically you have low health, but you can pretty much like 3 or 4 shot kill pretty much every like all the regulars, some of the bigger monsters. Takes a little bit, but you're pretty good because you're in stealth mode. Now I do have armor on. I'm running around. I have like full health. Still takes me a little bit to kill some people, but just doing the stories. almost finished with the ghoul storyline, which I'm not going to turn into a ghoul, but I just want the storyline built off, and it adds an extra little area to the map. And the big expansion they did, the Skyline Valley area, I have to do a lot of the missions down there. There's one that you want people to help you, so it's a little harder.
Your build just, as the game evolved, your build just is not, like, that's what happened, right? As the game continued to evolve, that build just not what it needs to be for what the game is now.
Yeah.
Because you put so much time and energy into it, you've held on to it for too long, probably.
Yeah, it would work good now if you played as a team, because you have one person that's in stealth mode that can just, like, pop people off while your other guys are running around destroying. But most players play with the power armor with the heavy weapon. They all pretty much use, like, the same type of guns. You'll see, like, the same three or four guns you being used. Then if they have the power armor, if they don't have power armor, same thing. They'll walk around with the big, huge guns, or the weapon I use called the Fixer, which I usually keep about 6 fixtures on me, because they pretty much don't last that long. One that I'll probably break a fixture, like, it'll damage out in one play. One time I play, the hour and a half, 2 hours I play it.
Do you still enjoy your time in there, or is it just feel like a chore?
No, I still like it.
Like you like... On a daily basis, are you like, I need to jump in there, or I want to jump in there?
I want to jump in.
Yeah, that's good after all this time.
Yeah, because I've been watching some YouTube videos on some of the, I see people with weapons. I'm like, what is that? What is he using? Why does that look like that? Like YouTube, try to see what they're using, see if that weapon would be good for me. And I like the hunt of trying to find all the parts for that weapon.
I definitely think that world is a world that it's an interesting world. It's definitely the kind of world where I could see it keeping a grip on someone to want to come back. And then, you know, they seem to roll out the seasons quick enough that even if they're not good, the next season is like on the horizon.
Yeah, it's usually 3 months.
The problem with any game like that I always see, and it's with anything, like if you haven't been playing the barrier for entry is tough. It's like to jump in, even though you say most people aren't crappy, it's like to jump in and start now when people have been playing for 8 years is a lot.
Yeah. But we do get some. I just had someone who's a level 5 that never played it. It happened. I just run across.
Yeah.
So, hey, can you help me? I don't know what to do. I've never played this before. And I'm like,
yeah, it's just like, it's a lot. Anytime someone approaches me about playing something like that, that's been around forever, it just, I don't know, the thought of it, it seems like a lot to jump in. And I think about it with stuff like Rocket League. I can't imagine what it would be like to start playing Rocket League today, and it's not even that deep of a game.
Mm-hmm.
But when people have been playing it for 10 years, it seems like a lot to jump in.
Yeah, that's like a No Man's Sky. Like, I get tempted to jump in the No Man's Sky again. I just see... like what they're doing, I'm like, I don't even know if it would be worth it jumping in there, because it's just so far behind and starting brand new. And I also want to, like, I would like to stop playing Fallout 76. I would like to, just so I can fulfill my back catalog, like play these other games. But then when I'm ready to start it, I just start playing it and I just don't want to finish it. I really just jump into 76 or something.
Yeah. Yeah, No Man's Sky is a great example. I would love to play it again, but I just, like, do I start over and do I want to commit 100 hours to a game I already put 40 in?
Yeah.
Just to get back to probably where I was, because I've added so much stuff, or should I just try to play? I have no idea how to play. There's no way anything that I did back then would be helpful for what the game is today.
Mm-hmm.
Even stuff like Minecraft, it was hard for me to settle back into that when we started playing again.
Yeah.
Because I've been out of it for so long. I'm like, I don't even know what we were doing. Nothing I built makes any sense.
Forget where the thing, if you hit something or put something, why'd you put it there? What?
Yeah, just the whole thing was like a lot to process and to figure out. You know, they're rolling out updates for it too. And it's like, do I want to get back in there? Some of the new stuff that they just announced looks really cool. But, you know, I know it's a whole situation. So, but yeah, that's nothing exciting on the front for me.
Yeah. Well, I did send you guys the picture. I did get the Emerald PlayStation controller, the limited edition one.
I think it's a not a FIFA, right? It's whatever is it FIFA?
No, it's not FIFA.
It's like a World Cup or something.
Yeah, that they had over in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, and it is not, I say that, but it is not in any way, there's no indication on the controller that that's what it would be for.
Right.
It's just a green controller.
Yeah, just as like there's a little sticker on it, that's all that they put on there.
It's very basic. They all have to be imported or have already been imported. I think that is helping drive the price up for those.
Yeah.
But very expensive. It's cool. If you were to line up all the special edition controllers, I'd say it's one of the weaker, though.
Yes.
Because it just, there's no indication of like what it's for. But I'm glad you're able to secure one. You keep driving that number down. You got two big ticket ones that you still have to buy, though.
Yeah.
And the Harry Potter, the Hogwarts Legacy controller, which I like. Yeah. See that is a Alpine Green controller, and it is just very basic. That is the green one. And then the Hogwarts Legacy controller, which I like. And then you also need what's it called? The play.
Not State of Play, but.
Yeah, it's the employee controller they gave out. Something play. Play everywhere. Play anything. Mm-hmm. Play together. Play with yourself. Whatever it's called.
It has no limits.
Play has no limits. It's called something. But that was an employee only given out in, I think, was it 2022?
Yeah.
Yep. That one's also comes with a hefty price tag.
There it is.
Play has no limits. 2022. I do, on the other hand, really like this controller. Even though it's kind of basic looking. It has like the symbols on the body touchpad. Of the controller and the touchpad.
It has a little stand that comes with it. It says 2022.
It's really classy. I think that was a nice gesture. The back says Play has no limits on it. 2022. Just really cool controller. But that'll be the most expensive one you buy. Mm-hmm. I think they only made, was it like 4,000 of them or something I read?
It's very, very.
Yeah.
So I'm seeing them for like $1,500, like the cheapest one. There's a used one for $1,000. There's $1,399, $1,049. It's on eBay. I did get the plastic cases to put them in, the controllers in, to save them. If I store them or need to move them, they're not getting messed up. I do have another one of the Emerald Green controllers coming. I did try to order three of them. One did come, one canceled, and the other one's on its way. It should be here Monday, tomorrow, which will be the day you listen to this, or the day this comes out.
Now you're going to turn around and sell one of them.
Well, I want to. Yeah, I will sell one, but I don't know if I'll like right away. I'll see what the market is. I would like to get at least the price where I paid on for both of them for the one. See if I can do that.
You know, it's weird. I feel like the prices for the Alpine Green are high, but you were able to get three of them at a fairly reasonable price.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes it feel like maybe they're not as high.
It is, but I also had to pay a import fee on top of it.
Oh, did you? How much is that?
It was $33 for the one. Yeah. The other one hasn't come in yet. When it comes to Nashville, I'll get an email saying I have to pay an import fee, wherever that is. So on top of the $370 and $330 I spent.
I bought something from when I went on vacation. I bought an antique radio. And just like asking the guy what it would cost to ship back is like insane. And that's US to US.
Yeah.
So the import stuff's no joke. You know, he said to ship like something small, you're looking at about $30, something the size of what I got. It's probably $60 to $70 just to ship it. And just for some context, I was spending $70 on the thing. So I'd have to turn around and then spend as much. But then I'm like, it's an old tube radio. And I'm like, how, what do you think the odds are I can get through airport security with the thing that looks like a bomb? It's right here if you want to see it. Look at this. Look at this, baby.
Yeah, look at that.
It's pink. It's like baby pink. And when you turn it on, those little holes on the front, they all light up. And light comes through them. So. But in case you're wondering, security doesn't care if you bring a weird old clock back. They didn't even bother to, like, there was no point where they're like, we should even look at what. It's full of old glass tubes and weirdness inside there because it's from the 60s. Yeah. 57, 58, somewhere in there. They don't care. They don't care. What they did care about is the little tray of fruit that I had. That's not allowed. But you can bring that back. Yeah. So that was a. I understand, like, shipping and stuff. It's so weird far away.
Mm-hmm. Right. So let's get into some news.
Yep.
Right. So the first start out with Sony news. They announced the PlayStation Plus Essential games for October. Alan Wake 2, Goat Simulator 3, and Cocoon. For you Alan Wake fans, if you played it and you want to play part two, it is will be free. Ghost Simulator fans, which is weird that Ghost Simulator 1 was free. I don't remember Ghost Simulator 2 being free at all. This is Ghost Simulator 3. It's really crazy. I watched a little video on it. Looks wild. And then Cocoon. Game more like it was something I think you would like to play, kind of like Bug Snacks and stuff. It's like a little bug. Cocoon wakes up.
The goat simulators are something to me that's fun for about 20 to 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm kind of out.
Yeah.
I really don't see me playing any of these. I would love to play Alan Wake 2. I never finished the first Alan Wake, and it's so long ago that I feel like I would do a disservice to not play that and whatever the American Nightmare or whatever the DLC is called.
Yeah. I got an hour into Alan Wake. I just did not have fun with it. So I turned it off and deleted it.
Old Alan Wake or new, like the remaster?
The newer one. Yeah, it was when it was free on PlayStation.
Yeah, I would need to play that one first. And it's like, am I going to play two games in order to jump in? Like, no.
Like, I just remember doing, like, oh, you got to walk through this. So you do the controls. You walk a little bit with your flashlight. I turned around, saw someone following me. Then it cut to a cutscene. And, like, it seemed like 20 minutes long in the cutscene. Then you have to do a little bit more. Then another cutscene comes in. I'm like, okay, I'm done. Play a game, not watch cutscenes. All right, so the big state of play came out Wednesday on September 24th. They announced a lot of stuff for Sony. On there, they announced like Battlefield 6, Chrono Script, The Endless End. They showed like actual video play of all these games. Code Vein 2, Crimson Desert looked amazing. It looked really, really cool. Deus Ex Remastered, Dynasty Warriors 3, the Complete Edition Remastered. They announced this God of War 20th Anniversary Limited Edition controller. It's basically just your plain white controller with the red, like God of War, like the stuff he's got painted on his face and around his body going across the right. If you're looking at the controller on the right side, the buttons are in red, highlighted in the red, the little highlight accents. My least favorite controller of the PlayStation ones.
See, I don't mind it. What I do like about it, even though it's simple, is that is immediately recognizable as a God of War controller for anyone who is familiar with PlayStation or God of War. Like, I don't eat, sleep, and breathe God of War, but if you just held that up, I would know that was a God of War controller. And I like that about it. I think it's immediately recognizable. And also, for the fear of, like, in my mind, if they do, like, it to me, that's not very gimmicky. That's just a simple controller. If they do too much, it starts to come off like the Fortnite one, where they're just going to slap on God of War logos all over it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that would hit either. So I think it looks fine. Like, if I was just going to go buy a controller, that's not one I would buy.
Yeah, I wish they would have done, like, the right here on the picture, they have the logo. I wish the logo was somewhere on, like, the touchpad or around the PlayStation thing.
Logo. Now, I will say that PlayStation controllers in general are much more weak in my mind than the Xbox controllers.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like they do the easiest thing possible always when they make these controllers. Like, they take the easy way out on all of them. And I get it. The more you customize it, the more it costs them to make it, I'm sure, because they can't just use the regular touchpad, or they can't just use the regular sticks or regular buttons. So, like, I get it.
Yeah.
But to me, it always feels lazy. But in this case, it feels kind of tasteful in the way that it was done. But I do think that it is pretty basic.
Yeah. Right. They showed Gran Turismo 7, Halloween. The Halloween game, basically you're playing as Michael Myers and you're running around. Kind of like those Secret Neighbor and Friday the 13th one. You play as the villain or one of the others, and you just go around killing people, like killing other players in the lobby. That showed Last Epoch, Let It Die Inferno, which basically is Let It Die 2. I played Let It Die for a bunch of hours. That was a fun game. This is, instead of being inside like a prison mall type area, you're at, this is all outside. It didn't look as good as the other one. So I will not play this one at all. They showed Wolverine. That would look cool and amazing.
Definitely mature.
Yes, definitely mature. A lot of killing, a lot of blood.
A lot of killing, a lot of blood. I mean, I think that you want a Wolverine game to be mature. It definitely felt and looked mature. That game will be good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Sucker Punch. That game will be good.
The actor that is playing as Wolverine is from Spartacus, one of my favorite TV shows. Not the second season, but technically the second and third season, he was Spartacus in that. They showed off Microsoft Flight Simulator 2024, which we talked about on last week's podcast a little bit. Noah 3. They announced some
Neo
3. Then they show these Pulse Elevate wireless Bluetooth speakers that you can hook up to your computer. And they sit at like an angle. You can get a pair of white ones or a pair of black ones. I don't know about this. That's kind of weird that they this out of nowhere.
I mean, it makes sense. They have the technology and they can just rebrand it. Right. They already have that technology for the PC side. So they rebrand it, pop a PlayStation logo on there and can sell it to a whole nother market. And because it didn't cost anything more than a different logo to go on it. I get why they do it. If they sell, you know, even if one out of 50 owners of a PlayStation buy those, it's a good deal.
Yeah, I know it does pair up to your PlayStation 5. It does pair up to your PlayStation Portal. You can take it with you wirelessly. It does have a little charging dock on the bottom of it to charge it. But those are some cool things with it. They show us a game called Saros, S-A-R-O-S. That looked really good too. They showed Sonic Racing Cross Worlds, Seven Deadly Sins. Zero Parrot Parties for Dead Spies. Any of those games interest you at all?
Not super. I mean, obviously the Wolverine. I think I'll play Flight Simulator much more over here. I think I'll play a lot more. It's a huge game, though, so I have to clear out some hard drive space.
Yeah.
But yeah, not a ton there. I thought it was a fairly strong state of play, though.
Would you get the flight stick to play?
Probably not. I love all the controllers and everything. You know, I think about that with Farming Simulator a lot too, but it's like, I gotta have somewhere to keep it. They're expensive. You know, it's not the buying that's the problem. I feel the same way about the wheel, because friend of the show, Patman, and friend of the show, Marshall 205, are constantly trying to bully me into getting a wheel. But I'm like, where do I put it when I'm not using it? Because realistically, how often do we play racing games?
Right.
So once a month, I'll get it out and play with it. And then where does it sit for the rest of the time? You know, the other 29, 30 days, where do I put that thing? And then you need something to attach it to. Where does that thing go?
Yeah.
So a flight stick is a little more manageable, but then like if you're going to get the full flight yoke, like where do I put it when I'm not using it? The thing's $200. It needs to be taken care of. Just set it on a shelf and let it collect dust. You know, so probably not, but maybe.
Oh, really quick, the God of War controller is pre-order starts October 3rd.
Not long.
So at the Tokyo Game Show that happened over this week, they had this little like display of Astrobot. I just wanted to show you the picture of it. I thought it was like really cool looking.
Yeah, I would just like to have that in my living room when you walked in.
Hmm.
He's what I would consider to be actual size.
Yeah.
In this display. I assume that's how large Astrobot is. But it's a badass display. He's about just, I know you guys can't see. He's next to the little metal things that you can like partition off like when you're at the bank or whatever to get in line.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that on the ground, he's probably about 12 inches shorter than that. So probably like 2.5 feet, 3 feet.
Yeah.
Would
you want the one? Would you want the one on the stand over here, where it's like the little?
Not all three Astrobot. Of them.
Oh, you'd even take the little.
I want everything. Guy. Yeah. Yeah. When you walk in my house, you'd be greeted by that whole display right there, just like that. I don't need the backdrop, but I want everything else.
Backdrop is cool though. All right, I just want to show you that PlayStation is going to be celebrating the Last of Us. They said September 26th they did this Last of Us Day. They had a whole bunch of stuff coming out. They announced where you could play Last of Us 2 is coming, remastered if you have the PlayStation Premium ones. They did this. They added new merchandise where you can purchase. A bunch of books and little statues, these little plushies from U2's, Ellie, Joel, the horse. I always forgot the horse name was, and then Joel's brother. There's like another little from Lev, a little shark wallpapers. There's avatars you can get. There's a bunch of little stuff on there. That's it until October 24th. You have until it's a redeemer. Now, they also announced these little trading cards from World of Warcraft. I'm sorry, not World of Warcraft. Magic the Gathering. Sony is going to be part of this. These little trading cards. This is something I would like to have, but I'm not just going to spend the money on trying to do all this. Just to have a couple of them that have like Nate Drake, Aloy, Sake from Ghost of Tsushima, Ellie, Joel. Couple different Ellie ones. There's a Abby on Kratos, a couple of them on Kratos, Atreus. These little cards are coming out.
They're cool. It's slippery slope, right? You start buying them, you got to get them all. You got to keep buying them.
October 27th.
You know, they're both foil and rainbow foil formats, or non foil and rainbow foils. It's like, if you're going to buy them, and I'm not saying you shouldn't, it's like, get ready to get into that whole thing. And then are you going to play Magic, you know, or you just want them to have them?
And each set will cost you $39 or $49, depends on if you get the non-foil or rainbow foil.
Yeah. It's cool.
So Sony, we had the PlayStation Stars that I used, Ryan used a little bit on there to, did you finally redeem everything?
Yeah, I just did credit for the points I had.
Okay, so right now they have the new version to basically when you earn your points, you have to trade in for merchandise, and the merchandise trade in for something like a $30 or $25 t-shirt, then you have to pay out of your own dollars shipping, which is up to $13 to ship it to you. If you want a shirt. People are complaining that it's free, but not free. There's a $30 shirt and a $25 Ghost of Tsushima pen, and the guy had to pay, said $13 to have it shipped. After he redeemed his points.
You could just not get it. I mean,
yeah.
I'm a little exhausted with people bitching about stuff that they don't have to do. Like, just not with PlayStation, but just like in general. Like, every time I turn around, people are complaining about everything. You had to pay $13 for some shit you wanted that you couldn't have bought for $13. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about PlayStation just doesn't do anything and you can just go to hell? You know, that's how I feel about stuff. Because every time I turn around, somebody is complaining about something.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to give you shit.
Lucky even getting that.
Yeah. You're lucky that you have the option to get that and all you have to pay is shipping for it. Because they could have just put it on PlayStation Direct and sold it, or they could have not made it at all.
Yep. You could have spent $55 and the shipping. Bought it.
Yeah. If you're passionate about a thing and you want it, then get it and don't complain about it. If you don't want it and don't want to pay shipping, then don't mess with it. And this is not to PlayStation people. It's to everybody. I see all kinds of stuff where people are like, you know, this free thing they sent me is junk. I saw a video yesterday of someone who was sent a promotional item by a company and they're like, this is all that it is. I'm like, they didn't have to send you anything.
Yeah.
And then the company caved and sent more stuff out to make up for it because they didn't want the 15,000 followers that person had to think they're shitty. But I'm like, the better thing to do would have not been able, would have not to have sent anything. That would have, that's how it would have been better, is to not try to give that person something for free. Because you ended up having to give them five things for free because they didn't like the first thing you gave them for free.
Right.
It's just, I'm just over everybody being so entitled about what they should get. And to the person complaining about having to pay shipping for a thing they elected to get that was offered to them, it's insane to me.
Hmm. All right. Xbox had their little game show also. Some games from Xbox at the Tokyo Game Show showed up. Showed Gungrave, Gore, Blood Heat, 007, First Light, Anemo, Double Dragon Revive. That looked really good. Hitman, World of Assassin. They're adding a Bruce Lee story mode in there, where Bruce Lee is basically one of the assassins that he's an operative. He helps you out. I thought that was pretty cool. I saw a little video of it with Bruce Lee. I'm a big Bruce Lee. They showed
would
Monster.
You get it?
Would I get? Yeah, I would play it just for that story. I mean, I like the Hitman games.
It makes sense. You know, it makes sense to keep people in that Hitman universe, not only to keep the game alive, but because you've got 007 coming.
Yeah.
You want people to be comfortable in those games.
They showed Monster Hunter Stories 1 and 2, Xbox, Sudden Strike 5, Hotel Barcelona, Project Evil Blaine, Ninja Gaiden 4, Life Simulator, see Dragon Quest 1 and 2 HD 2D Remake. Talked about that before. Fatal Frame 2, Crimson Butterfly Remake, Terminal Gade, the Forza Horizon 6. This one, people are going crazy over because you actually get to ride around in Japan. A lot of people are excited for that. Rhythm Doctor looks like an old school 8-bit game. Romance and Saga 2, Wintoboro, looks like a game you would play when I saw the video of it.
Yeah.
Call of Duty Black Ops 7, Age of Mythology, Mistfall Hunter, then Star Sand Island, which that looked actually pretty cool. It's the animation on that one. Nothing major on these besides your normal Call of Duties. And the Xbox Rogue Ally price is officially revealed and pre-orders are now live. In the U.S., the Rogue Ally, the basic, is going to be $599.99. And the X, Ally X, is going to be $999.99.
Yep, it's expensive.
Yeah.
I think everyone knew that it was going to be expensive, and I think that it is expensive, and I think that it's certainly an investment that one would need to think about. It's not the kind of price where you can just say, I'm going to go get one this afternoon if they're in stock.
Yeah.
I definitely think it's of a price point where you need to think about whether or not you're going to get your money's worth out of that.
So at work, we talk about it. A lot of the workers I work with, they all game on PC. Like one of the lonely or only console gamers. And I was talking about this, and they're like, well, I would just, for $1,000, I would just buy a PC, you know, and play. You can buy like a decent one from Best Buy for like $1,200. And I was like, well, this is mobile. You can take it everywhere you want. Like, well, I don't go anywhere. Like, well, this is for people who go places.
Travel. Yeah, but how many people is that though? How many people are so diehard that they want to be able to play everything when they take a vacation? Oh, how many vacations do you take?
I think like one of 100,000 people probably.
You know, and then like you're going to play this on hotel Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's, you're going to get the performance you want on hotel Wi-Fi.
Also, like another thing is, one of the guys said is probably if you don't have the room or a PC,
yeah,
or your wife doesn't want to spend the money on a PC, she's good with just the laptop or.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not shitting on it because I have a Steam Deck for the same purpose because I don't want a PC. But you know, I don't use it much. Like I'm not confused. If I didn't get a hell of a deal on it, I wouldn't have bought it.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, for even what I paid, I probably haven't played it enough to make it worth it.
I'm not saying I'm getting one, but I want to try. I want to see one in hand.
I think they're cool as hell. I would love to have one. I just can't justify spending the $600 or $1,000 on one, though.
Right.
Because I know how much I think I would use it, and it's not very much. Now, your case is a little different. You don't have an Xbox, and you don't really have a gaming PC. So it gives you an access to a ton of stuff you're not currently playing.
Well,
no, like you could grab that.
This PC I have is a gaming PC. It's super.
You don't play PC games.
I don't play it. Yeah, right. I don't play it.
So you would be able to grab this and have access to everything on Steam. You know, your summer sales and stuff like that are super cheap. So you could buy games that for a quarter or a dollar, tons of them, you know, so you have access to all those. And then you'd have access to everything on Game Pass, which are tons and tons and everything first party Microsoft. So, you know, I could see the value there, but it's like, how often are you going to grab that thing and play?
Right.
I think for most people, it's not very often.
It'll be a hit for a couple of weeks for somebody, then they'll sit it down and go somewhere else.
Yeah. Now I will say, you know, if Microsoft wants to send us a couple of them, that's fine too.
We'll review them. We'll change our mind on it.
Yeah.
It is available pre-order on October 16th. Bet your friend of the show, Marshall 205, gets it.
You know, he's weak. He says he's not going to, but he's weak.
We'll get one. He'll put it in
his hands. The
problem
is he works in a place where he can stare at it all day and he can feel it and he can hold it. And I mean, I think we would all agree that things are much more enticing when you can put your hands on them.
You see it all every day. Yeah.
Yeah. Like when you can hold that thing, I'll be honest. If you put one in my hands, I would want one way more.
Yeah.
But I also know me, so if I can stay away from one, that helps too. Like if I can not hold one, that'll help me not want to get one.
Yeah, one of the officers brought in a Portal, and so I actually got to put it in my hands and play with it.
Portal feels great.
Yep. So I'm getting one. I'm gonna get one tomorrow.
Yeah, it feels really substantial in your hands. I would say the same thing though. Like I've not used mine enough to make it worth it, but I'm glad I have it.
I was deciding between the white and the black one. I'm probably just gonna get the white one to match what I have. I was wanting the black one, but I didn't think the white one just looks better. Okay, back to this. Microsoft announced the little bags and carrying cases you can get with the Rogue Ally. Looks good. Nothing different. I think they're a good price. The Rogue Ally one is $69.99, or you can get a Venom one for $24.99. Next one, Xbox is looking for fans who want to take part in this research opportunities. If you're an Xbox Insiders, you provide feedback to the Team Xbox. don't know what this is for. They don't know what it means. So if you're interested in doing something like that, go to your Insider Gamer Hub and you can sign up for it. Now, Xbox also sent a little thing out telling people to check your chat for free money. Apparently, they've been sending people like in the little chat sessions saying, hey, we sent you something. If you want to redeem a gift card or something like that, check it. I don't ever use Xbox chat, but if you do use Xbox chat, just check this out and look to see. There's some offers in there. Probably you're trying to, it's like instead of doing emails or sending people a message in the chat.
Yeah, it seems so sketchy, though.
Yeah.
Like, it seems sketchy to get a message being like, yeah, there's free stuff here. Yo, just click this button. It's like, I think we've all been taught not to do that.
Right. So here, and there's a little thing in here. Says, someone pulled up their Xbox, and pop-up store says, check your chat. We send you some money.
Yeah, it seems so sketchy.
And when I say that, my work phone goes off. I got a work phone. All right, some Nintendo news, the big Nintendo news on this week. One of the big ones is Doug Bowser is retiring. And Devon Pritchard is going to be the new president.
Let's see. I will say that Doug Bowser's tenure was very calm.
Mm-hmm.
Not the figure that Reggie was for sure, and I think that's fine.
Yeah.
So.
Devon Pritchard is a 19-year veteran of the video game industry. Oh, and they have a picture of her down here.
Yeah, I think anytime you get new ideas in, especially early on when that person is in a role, I think you'll see, the direction steer a little bit, but mm-hmm. Nintendo is not led from America.
Right.
So for a lot of years, I think that Nintendo of America position is just a figurehead. It's just someone that you can, like, that's the face of Nintendo for you. There's no doubt that the U.S. sales are major, but I don't think decisions are running through.
All right. Zelda 2 Music, Zelda 2 Adventure of Link has been added to the Nintendo Music. One of the guys that's out there working with us right now loves this. He's a big Nintendo, he's a big Zelda fan. So at his desk, and he's always playing like the music in the background. So you hear all that. They keep on adding music to the Nintendo Music Library. Red Dead Redemption 2 is coming to Switch 2 eventually. It's not out now. They're currently working on it, which will be a big thing for Switch 2. There's more money coming to Rockstar from the sales of Red Dead Redemption 2 on Switch. I really wish I liked the Western games. I really would have liked to have enjoyed that game more than I did.
I should have played that game more than I did.
Yeah, I probably played it, I think, 20, 30 hours. I don't enjoy Westerns.
Yeah, I played it that much too. And I did enjoy it. The idea of 100 hours in anything is a turnoff.
Yeah. The Square Enix finally resolved an issue with Final Fantasy VII, Final Fantasy VII Remake, issues on the eShop. There was a problem where you couldn't purchase the Final Fantasy VII Remake Integrate Nintendo eShop, but they finally fixed that. I think we talked about this a couple weeks ago, how people were having issues with it. Borderlands 4 is going to be delayed on Nintendo Switch 2. Right now, that's probably not going to be good. It depends on how long the delay is. Do you want it to be too long to where you miss out on a sales opportunity or a big game? Next one, Metroid Prime 4. They said it has a $100 million budget. It Prime 1 costs $10 million to make. Prime 4 costs $100 million to make. The game will need to sell between 4.5 and 5 million to break even. That's a lot.
And I think it'll sell that no problem. I also think. Go ahead.
Let's say Prime 1 only sold 3 million.
Yeah, it's. First off, people are starved for Switch 2 content. Mm-hmm. Also, they need to make Metroid work before that is a series that is no longer connecting with the generation that's playing games. Like, if they can't put out a good Metroid that's going to bring people in,
yeah,
I think they run the risk of losing that whole franchise. So, obviously, I think that's probably more than they wanted to spend on that game, but I think it'll do the 4.5 to 5 million because people want things to play right now.
I can see that. The Final Fantasy director says game key cards aren't about cost, but about speed. He says when director Nokai Hamaguchi basically was talking to people and saying that the game key cards basically speed. If you when you load a game up, it says it's easier to do the game key card than actual have it on the game itself. There's a lot talks out.
Continues to be animosity towards these game key cards.
Mm-hmm. By doing a semi-download version of the game, then you can use the SSD and rely on that for smoother loading. So perhaps the bigger issue is in terms of if it possible, maybe Nintendo fans understand the game key cards and maybe come to accept them part of the gaming culture, gaming on Switch. But this does allow for more opportunities.
People don't like it though, and so I don't know if it matters.
Right.
I don't know that you can give it a million reasons on why you should like it. I don't know that people are going to.
I'd rather the physical version, but
yeah,
I play games that are on digital. All right, so there's an Animal Crossing inspired game called Life Sim coming out. Have you seen this?
No. Sim?
Skip. The character looks like someone from Animal Crossing. Characters in there.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's the actual gameplay.
It looks great. Like visually, it looks really good.
And you're outside planting strawberries. Oh,
you're like tiny. You're like planting in a flower pot your whole garden. Very adorable. What's it coming to? Just Switch?
There she is outside. Stuff up.
Or is it coming to everything?
It is Switch 2. Doesn't say it's coming to Switch. I'm sure it's going to come to Switch, though.
The name is Animula Nook.
Yeah.
Which is very Animal Crossing.
With the Nook in there.
The Nook and the animal. The play on animal. The name's horrible.
Here it says only Nintendo Switch 2. Doesn't show Nintendo Switch. One. All right, so... random news here. For the Tokyo Game Show. Capcom had a bunch of stuff they showed. They showed more of that Pragmata, which game looked really cool. Yeah, it does look good. They showed Mega Man Star Force Legacy Collection, Street Fighter 6, which looked good. I used to love the Street Fighter. Phoenix Wright, Ace Attorney Trilogy, Resident Evil Requiem, that still looks... Resident Evil games always look good. Onimusha, Way of the Sword. We've seen trailer for that. There's, and this Monster Hunter Stories, Twisted Reflection show. And now, earlier I was talking about the Magic the Gathering cards. There are actually going to be some other ones besides the Sony. Star Trek Avengers and other stuff is coming. Well... Marvel's The Hobbit, Start your Star Trek, a Secret Lair. I have a Jaws one.
Are you going to get into magic?
Yeah.
Could be your new thing.
Yeah, no. New things. I wouldn't mind having, like I said, I wouldn't mind getting a couple of the PlayStation cards just to have them set up just for display, but that's about it. All right, so next one, or the last gaming news today. Publisher EA looks like they're going to be going private because there's advanced talk of a $5 billion buyout from a Saudi Arabian firm and Silver Lake. $50 billion buyout. So there the creators of EA and Battlefield. It says here, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has been working to make Saudi Arabia's economy less reliant on oil, and the PIF has subsequently poured billions in the likes of Take-Two, Nintendo, and yes, EA.
That's a substantial amount of money.
Yeah, $50 billion, but they got it.
It is, but if you're EA, I mean, you constantly hear people are like, these companies take money from over there and they're supporting the views or values of those places. But it's like $50 billion, a lot of money.
Yeah. If you can keep people's jobs and keep the company going. And
yeah, I'm not saying it's right, but I'm saying if you're a figurehead at that company and you're looking at what that buyout would pay you, I bet you'd feel different.
All right. So last but not least, we have some Lego news this week. A couple things. So Lego, that they're starting to put out retiring sets, so sets that they're going to retire, and they've actually put them on the website. They redesigned their website a little bit, so it looks pretty good for what they're doing. So when you load it to the page, the first thing, it towards the bottom, it says like new exclusive offers, all sets, 18 plus gaming, retiring soon, and unlock award. But the retiring soon, when you click on it, it shows a bunch of sets that are retiring. The big castle, there's some Batman stuff. Like, you can go through and pick out on the page, like if you're wanting it, if it's part of your thing. There's some ones on here. I'm surprised this big Batman animated ball plaque is on there. The Medieval Town Square, I'm surprised that's retiring. But some of these sets have only been out for like a year or two. The Run Express hasn't been out that long.
Unfortunately, some of these are already gone too.
Yeah, you can't get them at all.
You could still find them, I guess, in the store theoretically, but on the website. Like, I know the Daily Bugle is like not available through them anymore.
Yeah.
So, like, if that's a set you want, you're just going to need to walk in a Lego store and find one.
A lot of these. This Black Shark's new.
I assume a lot of these are just going to get replaced. With something else.
It's Christmas coming up, so they got to, like, this Wendy one's is like newer, but it's not selling, so they dropped it on sale. Now they're not going to produce more.
Like, the Disney Castle, it's going to go away, and then they'll come out with what, like the third Disney Castle or whatever it is. Yeah. Like, those aren't going to go away forever. The Travel Moment ones is pretty adorable because it's made to clip pictures in from your various vacations. That one's cool. It's already. Basically sale. $45 off. The Fox doesn't feel very old to me.
Yeah, I mean, some of these are like within the last year. And some are a little older.
Yeah. But a lot of them are, I truly believe, are just making way for the next thing that's just like that to come out. So
yeah. So they got the retirement.
But definitely, definitely go look at it if it's something that, I mean, it was 16 pages, so, sit down and spend a little while. But if there's a set you just have to have, I am telling you from experience, go ahead and get it, because it's not going to be cheaper or easier to find.
They're shown some more bookends. They announced this Wicked, Glenda, and Elphaba bookend. They're doing good with the bookends. I wish they'd do a bookend of something I like. I want to see.
I hope they keep leaning into the bookends and the book nooks, because they will eventually do one that I want also.
Same. Right. They're doing this Lego Creator Celebration series as a gift with purchase for Halloween. It's a Luminous Ghost 40772. The only reason I'm talking about it because it on there says light brick included. So, and I saw a couple other newer sets coming that also have like lights in them. So I wonder if they're taking the page of Lumi Bricks and trying to get some lights in there.
I hope so. The light kicks they set up to a whole nother notch. Set 40772 is shit though.
Yeah.
That's lame to me. That's not a good looking set.
It is not. But I just had
the only reason to go after that is for, yeah, it's the only reason to get it's for that light brick.
Right. And then the next one, right now, the Gizmo, the Lego Gizmo set, just brand new. It's 20% off on Target.
I like that set. It's not my style, but I like it.
It's 15% on Lego, but 20%. Well, it says 15% at Target, and you can also receive additional 5% with free shipping, which essentially is $20. It takes it down to $89.99 if you like the Gizmo set. That was all I had for this week.
That's all I have too. Good to be back.
As usual, if you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. Contact us on our socials at @GameStitch or Ho Effin' Show at Instagram or on the X or Twitter. This is episode 658. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.